Well, hey, Calvary, welcome to Church Without Walls weekend. This is our CWOW weekend. This is the opportunity to go and be the church wherever you live, work, and play. And today, this is our intern takeover. And so every summer, Calvary has the opportunity to invest in the lives of the next generation through our internship program. And so today we have some of our interns with us who spent this past summer with us, and now you're getting ready to go back to school or go back to work, your careers, whatever's next, right? But before we begin, who are you and what department did you intern in this summer?
I'm Victoria Moon, and I interned in the worship department this summer.
Nice.
I'm Zach Heckman, and I interned in the operations department this summer.
Cool.
I'm Daniel Leslie, and I interned in the church media production department.
Very nice.
I'm Miles Metzger, and I interned in the operations with Isaac.
All right. Love it. Well, operations is obviously the best department. No, just kidding. But man, what a great summer we had with you guys. Just good opportunities to see you grow, but also the way you've let us grow as a staff team, bringing in your perspectives and skill sets and education and training. And it's been so good. Been great to partner with you. But today, we thought it would be fun if our interns just took over CWOW weekend. And so we're going to ask you some questions about what has God done, what's been shaped in you, maybe what's been clarified for you, and what are some next steps as we head back to school, work, life, and whatever's next. But before we do that, we need to dive into some rapid-fire questions, and these have nothing to do with anything. Aren't you glad? Are you ready? Okay, and so this is, don't think about it too hard. It's whatever is the first thought that comes to your mind. Are you ready? Okay, Zach, what is your favorite pizza place as an intern here at Calvary? Go.
Probably Angelo's, just down the street.
100%. That's the right answer. That's right. Miles, you have a hidden talent. What is it?
Yeah, playing bass guitar.
Playing bass guitar.
Mostly metal and rock. Yeah.
I love that. I'm so jealous of your hidden talents as well. Daniel, your favorite trip that you've gone on?
Well, it's probably the trip that we took this year. With my family. Ironically enough, Zach and I went to the beach the same week, and as you put it, two doors down. Which wasn't exactly the case, but we always go to the beach every year, and it was pretty funny and ironic that both of us went same time and same place. So
if you intern at Calvary, not only do you have great growing relationships at work, you get to vacation together, and it's awesome. And no, just kidding.
Not planned.
Tori, you're a fourth grade teacher. So what's a fun story that you can share about something that happened in your classroom?
I could probably write a book
about
everything, but the first thing that comes to mind is a student. He was always known for saying he was just silly.
Yeah.
And he did not like math, and that's the subject that I teach.
Very nice.
And he would sit there and just be angrily pushing into his math book, and I would be like, "What are you doing, dude?" And his response was, "Digging a hole to China."
Wonderful.
Through his math book.
Love it. You got to start somewhere. I love that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you guys have different backgrounds. You're at different levels in your education and in your careers. And so what a fun summer to all be around the same table and to dive into some really specific ministry work together. And so I wanted to just get your perspective on the summer and ask a few questions around what God has really done in and through you, what you've learned, and what's next. And so I wanted to start with Tori and anyone else that wants to piggyback off of her. But you're in the workforce. You're in your career right now as a fourth grade teacher. How has interning at Calvary specifically been different than maybe internships or apprenticeships in the past, or even compared to the workforce?
Yeah, so teaching in a public school setting is very different than anything that I got to do this summer because, as we all probably know, we are not, as teachers, allowed to talk about our faith openly in the classroom teach about creation or just have those open conversations unless a student brings something up.
Sure.
But even then you have to be very careful about how you respond because of them going home and telling their parents and things can get misconstrued and stuff like that. So that was probably the biggest difference this summer is that I was able to openly talk about my faith and grow in my faith, and something that the biggest part of my internship this year was discipleship. I was able to start a Bible study with some girls my age, and is just something that I was never able to do teaching-wise.
Sure.
But it's a little bit different because I can still show my light to my students, but I can't openly talk about why I'm different.
Yeah, like in the workplace itself.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone else have any thoughts that come to mind around that from other work experiences?
I used to work at Giant.
Okay.
Back in Lewistown where I live. And the only thing that was in common was I liked the people. Here, more I liked them more than at Giant. But besides that, the work was not desirable. Yeah. It wasn't like I was working in a sweatshop or anything.
Sure.
But besides that, it, compared to here, the work that I get to do is worthwhile, and I think it makes a difference.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. Love that. And I'm glad you like the people here, too. That's an added bonus. Good stuff. Any other thoughts around that one? No? Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, I know for me, I've had a lot of experience where it's just like work is something you do to kind of like, that's what you do. That's your life. And so it's not like you get to do anything fun or like enjoy who you're doing it with until you're out of work. So getting to be in an environment where it's like, I like the people I'm around and working with and I'm get to like have them over outside of work. And like, I get to know the people I'm working with for who they are, something different that I've really liked. So
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, something we are trying hard to protect is our culture as a staff, what it means to work in the church, but particularly this church. And so we hope it was a good experience for you guys. Here's kind of the big all-encompassing question. Tori kind of alluded to it a little bit, but in your time here, how have you seen God at work? Now, this can be either through you or in you, or maybe in the people around you, in your department. So kind of all the above, it's a broad question, but what did you see God do? How did you see his hand kind of at work during your time here at Calvary?
I would say for me, one of the things I really enjoyed coming in was just like the church atmosphere that Calvary puts on. And while I'm not the biggest fan of meetings, I will say that the staff meetings in particular was just like a really great way to kind of like not only get to know the staff, but also just like know where everybody's coming from. And that it's really kind of like what you were saying, Miles, about just like the community of like the people that I work with. I mean, I could go to anybody and just know that they would have my back if I was struggling with something or if I had a problem. I'd have no problem talking with whoever because I feel like I have a great relationship with everybody here. Even in this short time, I feel like I got to know a lot of people that work here, and I get to know what they do and really appreciate kind of the things that they do behind the scenes. And so since I'm more of like a helper, I like to help with people doing things. I got to see a lot of that through the things I was able to produce and do because whether it was like video stuff or just general, you know, workplace stuff. There's just the people around me kind of helped encourage my faith in terms of just like cementing it, but also helping it grow as well.
That's good. That's good. Anyone else? What did God do? What did you see him do during your time?
I did allude to this in my last question, but I was able to start a Bible study.
That's cool.
And praying over Christ community has been something that I've been praying over for probably the past year and a half, like religiously praying specifically for that. And seeing that come together this summer was just like so amazing.
That's cool.
And going back into my prayer journal and looking at my goals for this year, it was to grow in worship, which I also got to do. It was to start a Bible study with girls my age and find Christ community. And like, it was just, it gives me chills when I think about it because this internship has definitely given me confidence in my faith and I've just grown
that.
A lot.
So cool. So you checked all three goals off the list. I love that.
Yeah.
So cool. Very cool. Well, any other thoughts come to mind around this one? No? That's okay. So everyone has a next step out of this internship experience, whether it's back to your college or university or high school or in your next step in your career, whatever it might be, specifically in when you think of your job or your career, how has this internship maybe clarified or given you a vision for what's the next step in when you think of your career or your vocation? What comes to mind when you think about that?
I know for me, it really kind of opened the door to like where my interests lied, because so I was in the operations department, which is a little bit different from what my major is, but it was more business related. So getting kind of like that experience in the business field and things like that kind of piqued my interest in opened some doors of things that I do like doing and some things that I am not the biggest fan of.
Sure.
But overall, it kind of helped clarify, like, where my interests were.
Yeah.
But then also, like, culturally, what kind of, like, characteristics and aspects I'd like to look for in a company or a career field.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. Yeah, anyone else? Think about your career. Yeah.
I would say for me, being a church media production major down at Liberty, yeah. LU, yeah. It really did kind
that's
of cement.
Plug.
Yeah.
We get it.
Subtle plug, you know. But it really did kind of cement kind of like where I feel like God was calling me.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't originally what I had thought about majoring in. And since transferring and, you know, becoming a new, like, into the church media production major and working here, it kind of was just like, oh, it's a lot more than what I initially thought, which is a good thing. But it's also like, it really is like, I feel so at home, you know, doing the things that I do here and the things that I got to really get hands-on stuff with. I mean, I have a huge appreciation for you, like Courtney and Crystal, who are now like in the communication department because so much more behind the scenes that you don't see.
Yeah.
I mean, even like stuff here today, it's like, it's a lot. And I enjoy doing it and it's great. And it really is like, I feel like this is, you know, what I want to be doing for the rest of my life.
So. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, to see people move from being a little bit fuzzy to I found my sweet spot. I love that for you and for your story, and so cool, so cool. Any other thoughts around career, vocation? Yeah.
I still have 2 years in high school,
so
going in my junior year.
Okay.
And I can go for the internships for like four more years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To be able to get it young and experience many different fields.
For sure.
And then go to choose my college, that seems like perfect.
Gives you a lot
perfect,
of options. Yeah, I love that, love that. So next year you're coming back as what? Operations or worship or
whatever I choose. I mean, you might be able to help me, but you know,
we'll help you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that. All right. Well, hey, kind of land in the plane here. If you could summarize your entire experience into one word, and then give us a why. So everything you learned about yourself, about your calling, about God, about your friends, into one word as an intern, what would it be and why?
Well, I got to say cats. And you have to join the internship to understand. But besides that,
some opportunity, insider information.
Besides that, opportunities is probably the word I would choose.
It's good.
Because it gives me a lot of choices on my future. And even if you are in college, you can still use that once you get out.
That's good. That's good. No, that's awesome. Yeah. What else? Who else?
I guess for me, I would just say growth. I mean, kind of going back on what I had just said. I mean, this summer in particular, you know, there's things that I grew in, not only in my faith personally, but just in work stuff. I mean, trying to navigate, you know, how things operate here and navigating how, you know, Calvary does it, but also navigating still like what my trajectory is.
Sure.
And, you know, taking what I've learned here to, if I go somewhere else, you know, taking what I've learned and, you know, taking it with me. It's just like it's adding to the overall growth of me as a person, not only spiritually, but, you know, knowledge wise.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. I love that. Very cool. Yeah, how about you guys?
I would say for me it was people. Just getting to, like, meet the different people from different backgrounds, different walks of life, and just kind of, like, getting to see how, like, we're all on the same team going after the same thing. So it's, like, how can we work together and kind of accomplish that goal? So just getting to meet new people and wherever that would go, whether that's opportunities or things like that, it's just getting to meet new people and just just getting to build your, like, community of people that you know and you're living life with. So
it's good. It's good. Love that.
Mine's a hyphenated word.
Yeah,
but eye-opening.
You're a teacher. I get
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Eye-opening. Being in the worship department, most people probably, because I know I did, even with my dad being a worship pastor, like, oh, he just gets to, like, play his guitar and pick out songs for Sunday. Absolutely not. There's so much that goes behind the scenes, like Daniel was alluding to. And, the things that they do and just all of the knowledge that they have to learning the heart of worship. It's so much more than just getting on a stage and singing songs every Sunday.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, you know, there's a joke that a lot of people that don't work in the church or ministry space like to say, and it's like, oh, you guys only work on Sunday, right? Have you guys found that that's true? Is it like Sunday only for an hour?
Absolutely not.
No? Okay. a lot behind the scenes, right? A lot of people don't know this, but across our movement, including both of our preschool centers, we have 88 people on our staff. A lot of moving pieces. So much happens behind the scenes that no one will ever see. But you guys got a peek behind the curtain this summer and got to see a little bit about what not only makes Sundays happen, but the greater picture of what we get to steward as a movement is the discipleship of people, right? And so, guys, thank you so much for jumping in and saying yes this summer. We are cheering you on. And so here's a little bit about what's coming up. So this is just kind of a taste and a tease, if you will, of a program that we're launching that's actually open for enrollment right now called Leadership Next. This is a 12 to 15 month opportunity for students between the ages of 18 and up. It's a pretty broad brush to jump into ministry training, whether your vocation or career is tied to the local church or not. What this looks like in a nutshell is 30 credits of available online courses to take with a cohort of residents and students while on the job apprenticeship and job shadowing are happening in a department of your choice. And so for you guys, that would look like, you know, if you chose the operations department, you'd be not only taking college credits, but you would be job shadowing and apprenticing in real time to apply the skills that you're learning in the classroom. And so enrollment for Leadership Next is open. It's going to be open on a rolling basis. And so would you all recommend this like 10 out of 10 to your friends? Awesome. I love it. I didn't pay them to say that either. You are paid.
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
You are paid. But hey, guys, it would be an honor to pray over you. This is some of your last days on the staff team here for the summer. And so I'd love to get to pray, and we would love to get to pray over you, just praying God's best as you step into the next steps of your education and your careers. So, cool. Let's pray. Well, Jesus, thank you so much, God, for what you formed in us and through us, through these interns, God, over the course of these 3 months together. We just pray your best and your blessing over them. We pray your provision. We pray for continued clarity around what they're called to do. God, as they make big decisions around vocation and career, whatever is next, God, that you would just give them peace and joy and surround them with wise counsel, God, for your glory and for their good. It's in Jesus' name we pray.